explain beacon technologies and how they're being used on the showroom floor.
Sure, happy to do so. Beacon technology is also known as iBeacon, also known as BLE, which stands for Bluetooth Low Energy, are small radio transmitters that are either worn. Actually, there are two types. There are wearable beacons and then there are fixed beacons. I'll explain the fixed beacon first. The fixed beacons are these small radio frequency emitters, and you think of them as essentially a lighthouse, a digital lighthouse that's sending out a beacon, a certain frequency that can, if you have an app installed, your app and your Bluetooth on in your phone, it can recognize that beacon and create an action within your phone. That can be either opening up an app or letting you know, giving you an alert notification, welcome to the event or where the registration is in an event setting, and so pop-up windows and so forth. So it does that, does an action. It also tracks via this who that individual is, and so it can track movement via these beacons. The nice thing about them is they're cheap. They can be, $10 to use, and you fix them up there. A battery can last a year or 5 years, depending on how it is. And for a retail situation, that is probably a good way of doing it. The challenge with fixed beacons is that you have to have the app installed. You have to have Bluetooth on, and you have to have a battery up. And so one of the trends you're seeing at a lot of events are wearable beacons, and they're very small. They're lightweight. The batteries, once you turn them on, will last for a week or longer. And they are also continually emitting the signal. And this signal can be read by readers throughout an exhibit hall, for example, and to get you can get a very detailed heat map of the exhibit hall and where the hot spots are and where they're not and what of crowd flow. And you can use these for measuring the length of lines and where to send people in registration for queuing up for food and beverage or whatever. So there's a lot of ways that they can be used. Some of the more interesting applications are that the measurement of dwell time, the amount of time that an individual spends in front of an exhibit booth. An exhibit booth, if you're walking by the booth, if you're standing in front of a booth for 15 minutes or half an hour or so, you're probably a lot more interested in that product than if you're walking by. And so it can measure that. It can also, with some of the technologies, can indicate what part of a booth that you're interested in, and individuals that are working with that, so you can get a lead exchange. Now, this is helpful for an exhibitor to know who has been in the booth and how long they were there. It's helpful for the show manager to know where the hot spots are and where the crowd flow is, and it's also helpful for attendees to get a list of all the exhibitors that they've attended and how long they've spent there, and then links of people to follow up with in that. So there are lots of ways that this can be done, and so that's I think that you're seeing, due to the flexibility and due to the fact that you don't have to download an app and you don't have to have all the, those requirements. If you want to cover 100%, then that the way you do that is by providing these wearable beacons. The price on these are usually it's about $2 a beacon, but the price is coming down with these for the actual cost, the physical hardware with that. It does add to price of a registration ticket with that, but it does provide very detailed information to exhibitors, to the show manager, and to attendees as well.